This week's Parsha is Pekudei, and continues the story of Moshe, Bezalel, and Bnei Yisrael gathering the materials together needed in order to build the Mishkan, the portable sanctuary where God will dwell. Now the word Pekudei is from the Shoresh, the root, Pei Kuf Dalid, which means to account for. For instance, when Sarah was promised that she would have a baby by the angels, it says that God pakad et Sarah, that God took account of, remembering that there was a promise that had been made, and God went to fulfill that promise. So it's an accounting of to make sure that all of the books are balanced. And so Parshat Pekudei is really a parsha that describes how Moshe was putting on the finishing touches of the Mishkan by making sure that all of the money, all of the trumot, all of the donations had been accounted for. Because after a year of hard work that was described in Vayakhel, a year of construction, a year of sewing, a year of hammering, a year of cutting, a year of doing all of the malachot that are forbidden on Shabbat, but celebrated during the weekday. After all of that hard work had been done, the Mishkan was finally ready for a pekudei, for a checking, for an accounting. And so I imagine Moshe walking around the Mishkan with a clipboard and a pen with all of his notes. And he says, yes, all right, well, let's see. Okay, the outer wall is exactly two specifications. And let me just make sure. Yep, it cost exactly the amount of money that we expected. Okay, check. And let me just go and check the mizbeach, the altar. Okay, it's exactly the specifications. And did it come in under budget? Oh, nope, it's exactly on budget. It's exactly the amount that it was supposed to cost. And let's see, what about the rings? Where are those rings? Oh gosh, we spent over 1,000 shkalim on rings. Oh gosh, it was 100 pieces of silver. But that's a lot of money to have lost. Has anybody seen Bezalel? He's busy putting on some final touches inside the Mishkan. And Moshe says, oh my gosh. That money was spent. And if we don't have the rings, we need the rings in order for the Mishkan to be finished. But it looks like we already paid for it. And we already told people that we had enough trumot, had enough donations. Oh gosh, people are going to think I stole it. Oh, what am I going to do? And then according to the Midrash, all of a sudden, the rings start to light up. And Moshe can see them through the cover, through the outer linen that had been on top of it. And God made those rings glow, according to the Midrash, so that Moshe could see, oh, they were just underneath and I wasn't looking carefully enough. Oh, okay, phew, we do have the rings. Okay, and so Moshe kept taking his accounting and he said, all right, have we finished all of the special clothing? Did we finish the clothing for the Kohanim, the clothing for the Kohen Gadol, the Choshen Mishpat, the Ephod, we finished it all? All right, checking in on that. Okay, wow. And there you have it. Hey, would you look at that? Right on budget. Have done everything that we were supposed to do exactly the way that God had hoped that we would. And it took just about a year. Bezalel, kol hakavod. Oholeav, kol hakavod. All of Bnei Israel, all of the hard workers, we did it. And then, all of a sudden, the presence of God comes down from on high. Now, when Moshe met God on Har Sinai in Parshat Ki Tisa, it was understood that this was the fullness of who God was, and Moshe was gifted the ability to see God, or at least to experience God in a unique way. But as the Shekhinah, as God's dwelling presence, comes down onto the Mishkan, not even Moshe can be in that space. As soon as the final hammer blow is hit in the Mishkan, they light some incense, and the Spirit of God comes down and fills the inner sanctum of the Mishkan, and Moshe jumps out right on time. And that night, when God was dwelling amongst the people, there was a great fire that would come out of the Mishkan that would provide light to Bnei Israel so that they would be able to see all around the encampment. And this fire would be kind of like the street lamps of the neighborhood so that bad things couldn't happen in the dark. And in fact, it also helped to scare away any wild animals that would have been trying to come through in the dark, because there are predators who can see very well in the dark, but are afraid of fire, are afraid of the light. And so the fire of God would be there not only to help the people see at night, but also to protect them from any dangers that could come in the dark. And then when the daytime would come, the presence of God, as long as it was still inside the Mishkan, would provide a cloud of cover over Bnei Israel, all of the encampment, but emanating from the Mishkan. And the reason that this would happen is because the power of the sun could be so intense that it would get so hot and uncomfortable for the people during the daytime. And so the clouds of glory would cover all the people, the Anane HaKavod. And so after Moshe jumps out of the Mishkan, leaving the fullness of God's Shekhinah, God's dwelling presence, to rest inside the Mishkan, the people say to Moshe, okay, so we did it. We did exactly what we were supposed to do. We built something and God is here. God is with us. God is protecting us. God is dwelling amongst us. This is amazing. Now what? I mean, is it time to go and start our journey into the Midbar? And Moshe says, not quite yet. And the people say, well, how will we know? How will we know when it's time to go forward on our journey? Are we just going to stay here at the foot of Har Sinai for the rest of our time? Aren't we journeying into the Midbar? And Moshe says, we will. We're going to journey into the Midbar. And we'll know when that time comes, because the Shekhinah will leave the Mishkan as a sign to us that it's time to go. And the people say, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, but the Shekhinah is still here and it's been a while. So now what? And Moshe says, well, now we have to use the Mishkan. And the people say, what do you mean we have to use the Mishkan? And Moshe says, we build the Mishkan so that God would dwell with us, but now is an opportunity to connect with God more closely by becoming Yoter Karov, by becoming closer to God. And the way to become Yoter Karov, closer to God, is by bringing Korbanot. Korban, like the root of Karov, to bring you closer. Korbanot are sacrifices. And the people say, oh, okay, so we built this Mishkan not only for God to dwell in, but also as a way for us to bring sacrifices to God. And Moshe said, exactly. And we're going to learn all about those korbanot in next week's podcast, Parsha, as we start a new book. Because with this week's Parsha, we end Sefer Shmot. And whenever we end a book of Torah, we say, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek. Be strong, be strong. We should all be strengthened. Ken Yehi Ratzon, may it be your will. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.